This episode is brought to you by Bear Films. Visit their website at www.bearfilms.com. All right, here we go. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 97.
This is a groove about those days when I first came to New York City, and everything was filled with possibility, endless mystery. And every night was that chance to meet that perfect guy.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard, and I have a very special guest in this episode. He's a very talented artist and songwriter, and he organizes all the Bearpalooza events. Here is Freddie Freeman. Welcome back to the show, Freddie.
Hey, Nard. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah,
how you doing?
It's good. How are you?
Good. I'm great.
Yeah, and I believe we have a friend over there.
Yeah, my partner Jay is right here.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hello, I'm great.
Okay, so yeah, you guys are in Nashville. Yeah, I should remember that. Is it cold there? Getting cold or what?
A little bit. Not as cold as where I grew up, but it's a little bit cold. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good that it's getting cooler lately. It's over here. It's getting frost in my car in the mornings, and then
in Texas.
Yeah, that happens.
See, I grew up in the north, and I'm a little bit naive. Like when I moved to Nashville, I thought it was going to be like summertime all the time, and then I was surprised that they actually have winter here. So, I grew up in upstate New York, where winter is like 10 feet of snow.
Saratoga. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Saratoga Springs.
If I could remember it right, yeah. How about you, Jay? Were you from the north also?
No, I'm from North Carolina, actually. I've lived in the south all my life, and so I'm used to this temperature, but I'd still prefer it to be warm all year round.
Oh, yeah. And Nashville, the temperature is just fine for you, huh?
I hate the winter because I hate the cold wherever it is, but
okay.
I'm not one of these big bears that has all these layers of insulation to keep them warm. So.
Well, let me see. Okay, so some topics for tonight. Well, we're recording this on a Wednesday night. Yeah, Bearpalooza was something you have a lot of say about Bearpalooza because it's just last month at Sawmill, and I'd like to hear the stories from an organizer's point of view.
Okay.
So tell
how Bearpalooza Sawmill was one of the best Bearpalooza experiences I've ever had. And, we've had a lot of them now. It's, I think, our 10th show, 10th, 11th show since I started it. Mm-hmm. And we went, there's a lot of stories to be told about Sawmill because I almost didn't go. I was actually in the hospital up until the day I left for Sawmill.
I heard about that. You were really sick.
I got really sick, and I came down with pneumonia. And they had me in the hospital for a couple days, and they let me out of the hospital. And we had planned on canceling the trip, and I just thought, if I'm going to be out of work till Tuesday anyway, letting me out of the hospital. This is supposed to break any day now. I'm supposed to start getting better. I might as well recuperate in Florida and hope that I get better before the show on Saturday. So we took a chance on it, and we went down. And, I was still really sick on the way down. And we left in the evening on Thursday at 7 in the evening, and we drove all the way, 12 hours to Florida. So we arrived at, 8 in the morning on Friday. And I got there, and I was still pretty sick. And I went into the cabin, and Shannon Grady was there, and Kendall was there. And it was really good to see them.
Did you catch them at a bad time?
No.
No, okay.
Actually, it was kind of a bad time, because one of the first things that they did was complain, because they were like, we were sleeping at 8 o'clock this morning, and the pool is right over there, and at 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning, the first thing we hear is
yeah, all of them said that. Yeah.
Because they're playing the dance music over by the pool. But, I came in, and we just started, hanging out and talking, and I was sitting on the bed, and I was so miserable. I had all kinds of drugs. I was running 102 fever. And Kendall said, I know what you need. Let me get my wigs. And he went and got some wigs. And he said, it's wig therapy time. So he had me trying on all these wigs. And, like, they started taking pictures of me with these wigs on. And
one of which was pink.
One of them was pink.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think it worked. Because I was sick the rest of the night. You know, I had my ups and downs for the first day. And then Saturday morning, I miraculously started to get better. And it was just a great experience. You know, the guys at Sawmill treated us as artists better than any other show I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
They put us up in the cabins. They gave us some travel money. They fed us. They set up a stage with, like, a big Bearpalooza sign and big giant stuffed bears on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they planned this whole thing around us, and we were, like, the big celebrities of the weekend.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They just treated us right. They brought in a great sound system and a sound man. And it was so refreshing because, like, as an organizer of this stuff, I usually have to take care of all that.
But now people had
so I had people just taking care of everything, and we just came in and played the show, and it was really nice.
Yeah, I mean, who's the group that helped out on organizing there? Because you didn't have to lift a finger, I guess. So you just
the guys who you know, work for Sawmill, and they the guys who run the events. It was John and what was the other guy's name?
Billy,
and. I'm sorry, I don't remember their last names right now, but they do all the event planning for the campground. So they organized it all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fantastic show. I'm so glad I went. I mean, I took a risk, and I'm glad I did it.
This was when you're still running 100 degree fever, and you still performed?
Well, no, by Saturday, I had gotten better. By the time the show came around, I was good. But I was also dealing with, I had done something to my back while I was sick, too. And, like, I couldn't move, and it was really hard to walk. And
Jay, what did you do?
I was a mess.
Don't ask.
How about you, Jay, when you were there just taking care of Freddie all the time? Because, you know, he's... I guess he can't move that much, or did you help him out or something? Yeah. Or?
You mean at Sawmill or
at Sawmill? Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been taking care of him for several days and weeks before that, so it wasn't that different. And what was better about that is we had a large family of friends there to take some of the burden off of me, and they could do things like wig therapy and
wig therapy. I couldn't remember that.
Making him laugh and cheering him up, you know, and stuff like that. And so we had a great family there to help out with everything. And, you know, and like Freddie said, it got better after a little while. And then it was just magical to be there in general.
Mm-hmm. And I can remember being sick on Friday. And, you know, I had, even on the day I was sick, I had moments where I was feeling pretty good and the fever had broken. And I remember sitting next to the pool naked, and I was like, I can't believe it's November, and I'm sitting naked next to a pool, and it's so great. It's wonderful.
Yeah. It's always nice to swim in the nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
So, did you ever perform in the nude? I always ask these.
No, we kind of all decided that, I don't know, I really wanted to play naked for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But we all kind of decided that it would kind of distract from the music.
Yeah, I would think
I expected to go there and, like, people be naked everywhere. But really, people just got naked next to the pool.
Oh.
So it wasn't like the audience was naked or anything, you know. So mm-hmm. we decided to just go ahead and wear some clothes. Well, my shorts were a little revealing.
Oh, really?
I didn't realize it until I saw the pictures later because I was sitting down. But I was told that some things were hanging out.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, anyone out there listening, if you have pictures, send it to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
We okay. have the pictures. We can send them to you ourselves.
Oh, cool. Okay. So did you do a full set yourself? I mean, five songs?
I think I did like five songs. Everyone, the other guys actually played longer sets. I kind of shortened my set because I was just kind of feeling a little less than perfect. But
oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Everybody said I sounded wonderful. So.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I saw the videos that James, American Bad Bear, took.
And they were wonderful videos. I didn't even know he was doing that. And I when I saw them online, I was just like, oh, my God, that's so nice. So great.
Yeah, you're immortalized. You're in YouTube.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're performing. And this guy is sick? I don't think Freddie's sick. You're singing the what was song that was that? Oh, Free Man.
Yeah,
I love it. I love that song. And yeah, you were when you were in the end, you're doing the I'm a hairy man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I really like that song. It's good that you performed that. And
there was a lot of fun moments over the weekend, just being with my family. I mean, the guys I do Bearpalooza with are family to me, and I'm just so thrilled every time I can be around them.
Yeah,
there's nothing like it.
And I really regret I didn't go, and I couldn't. It needs a lot of planning, but probably next year. Mm-hmm.
I talked to you about this last time we talked, and I talked to the HomoPod guys about it on Monday.
Oh yeah.
You know, they are really interested in something in Houston. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, you know, talk to Maynard and hook it up. And we'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll coordinate with Mark because, I could call up Mark. And they're great guys, mm-hmm. Mark and Chris. And although I haven't met Chris yet in person, I met and worked a little bit with Mark on website mm-hmm. stuff. And yeah, so I guess he's listening to this. So yeah, Mark, let's talk about it. Let's plan it, maybe.
we'll bring Bearpalooza to Houston. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's a big change. So back to Sawmill. Okay, I'm interested. What did you do to Ricky?
Oh, Ricky?
Yeah.
Ricky became a human autograph tablet.
Oh, okay.
Somebody came up to me and handed me a Sharpie, and there was Ricky's nipple, and they said, sign. And I did.
Oh, you did?
And I noticed there was other performers' signatures all over his body.
I think he's got pictures of that. I gotta see that.
There are pictures of that. We have to find them. I don't know. Do we have them? Anyway, you know, so, of course, Kendall went around the back and signed... Signed right above his ass crack, Kendall was here with an arrow pointing down.
Yeah, I guess that he likes fun. It. Likes to take it from the rear, huh? Mm-hmm.
That was fun. It was also a fun thing to happen to me because, like, I had done an interview with a local gay newspaper with another musician named Jen Foster. The two mm-hmm. of us had an interview together with the paper because we were nominated for Out Musician of the Year. She was nominated for some other things for Out Music, and she told this story about a woman asking her to sign her breast. Mm-hmm. And they were like, did anybody ever ask you to sign a body part? And I'm like, no, they never did. Oh. Now they did.
I got the
idea. I'm like, yeah, Jen, I did it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. So you were there during the Saturday night concert. You guys just left Sunday or...
We left Monday, right?
Left Monday.
Monday morning, yeah.
So Jay's the driver for that weekend, huh?
No, fortunately.
No, we went down with a friend of ours
who
lives here in our apartment complex, and they split the driving, so that was good.
Really good. Gives you more time to recuperate or something.
Else. Yeah, and we had a tire blowout right south of Macon, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun on the way back, and we had to... we were in our friend's car and he didn't have a spare. He had just had this little donut, you know, in the back of the trunk. And
donuts are not good.
The sheriff's deputy that pulled over said, you can't drive back to Nashville on that. So we had to go find this used tire place. And it was like this really scary backwoods redneck place where nobody had teeth. And It's like Deliverance.
He got a pretty mouth.
The guy, yeah. Jay had to take the car and go get some money out of an ATM because they only took cash. And Will and I are standing there, and the guy that owns the place comes up and he goes, "Y'all coming back from Florida?" I used to go to Florida a lot, but every time I went down there, I got arrested, so I had to stop going. Like, great, yeah.
Wow. So what an adventure, just going back, and then you thought it's everything's over, everything's great, and had to blow a tire.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, it got repaired it really quickly, and I was amazed that for such a traumatic thing on a long trip that it really didn't take that long, the whole process of finding the place and getting the tire and everything. So we were lucky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I should ask Jay, what did you do when you were there at the concert? Taking videos, taking pictures, and walking around?
The concert?
Yeah.
Well, during Freddie set, I perform with him, of course, because I do that lately with every song of his. I back up sing for him. But
yeah. This is my... Jay's my Supremes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Along and, with the sequins dress.
But, you know, with any Bearpalooza, I'm just walking around and listening to the artists, and, you know, because I love the musicians so much, and just walking around. I also am always a photographer there, and I took pictures of people, and I'm always taking pictures of the artists on stage during the performance and random people in the audience, especially if they're big and hairy and have their shirts off and are hot.
Damn.
But... Anyway, you should see our photo album from Sawmill. You'd like the pictures. But, you know, I just do my regular thing and hang out and drink and just listen to music, take pictures, you know.
Yeah, we'll give you a link to post to the photo album.
All right.
I think it's on cool. Flickr, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a Flickr account? Good, okay. Just email me the link. And
so when you go to Sawmill, make sure you take a walk to the back.
Okay.
And go to Ricky Lake. It's a little pond that they named Ricky Lake.
Uh-huh.
And we thought it was named after the talk show host, but the whole theme of the Sawmill is like all the cabins are named after famous women. And the general store is called Lucy's, and they have all this really, really incredible Lucille Ball memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
So the lake is named after Ricky Ricardo, actually.
Oh, okay.
But
before Ricky Lake, I guess.
Yeah. So if you go a little further, you'll come to a big sign that says, The Trails.
The Trails. Okay.
And we heard stories about the trails at night, some really raunchy stories about the trails.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, Jay and I decided to take a walk back there and see what was going on. And there was not much going on. It was kind of sad.
Not much, or there was nothing going on?
No, there was really nothing going on. There were guys just kind of walking around and...
Oh, okay.
Looking nervous.
Looking
nervous. But, you know, we heard that at night there was, like, you know, a picnic table with a guy with his legs up in the air, ready to go, with a can of Crisco at his side.
Oh, that's what's the fisting trail.
I didn't hear about
Crisco. Oh, that's why.
I may be exaggerating after the fact. I don't know, but that's what I remember.
Oh, gosh.
So we're expecting all this wild and crazy shit back there, and we're all nervous walking back there. And, you know, we weren't going to do anything. We were just checking it out.
Yeah.
I wanted to see it for the nature, because I like walking in the woods.
Just you're right.
The nature, all those natural...
Totally. I wanted to see what it was like back there, and it actually was really beautiful back there, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know which one of them made it up, but of course Shannon and Kendall started calling them the Fisting Trails.
Yeah. Gosh, I missed a lot. I want to go there. So, do you plan to have another Bearpalooza there in Sawmill?
Yeah, we're going to do it annually there now.
Ah, I see.
We're trying to negotiate a date right now because they wanted to move it to September, and the Music City Bears also want to move Bear Jam to September.
Oh.
So we're trying to work that out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have two shows really close together.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's really hard to ask all those artists to fly over the country and just plan that and everything. So I'm trying to talk to Sawmill to see if we can get it late October, November again.
Mm-hmm.
But one way or another, we'll work out a date. Yeah. And we'll, because I want to make sure that we do that annually.
Yeah, so it's going to be sometime
in the fall in sometime. The fall.
Okay. Anyway, so all right, so I think we're going to take a break and have some events for the listeners, and we'll be back.
Before we go on to the events, I have an announcement to make. I got some stuff from Bear Films that I would like to raffle off for the holidays, of course. I have 3 videos and 2 calendars to send off. The videos are VHS tapes of Fur Frenzy, which was filmed entirely on location at the International Bear Rendezvous in San Francisco back in 2002. And it's starring Darcy, Steve Ellis, Hank, Ollie, Buck Bauer, and many others. Yeah. As for the Bear Films calendar 2007, the models are, of course, my favorite Venice Cub. Yeah. Duncan Tyler, Harley Michaels, Eric Burton, and many others. Yeah. So it's so easy to join the raffle, okay? Just send an email to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. with a subject line, Bear Films Video. If you want to win the video called the Fur Frenzy, you put a subject saying Bear Films Video. Or if you want to win a calendar, write me with a subject, Bear Films Calendar. Okay? So probably the cutoff date will be on the 25th, that's on Christmas Day, and now I'll announce the winners on episode 100. So what do you say, guys? Okay, so remember, send your emails to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com with subject lines, Bear Films Video, or Bear Films Calendar, whichever you want to win. All right, let's go on with the events. Bears and Bubbles New Year, starting on December 29th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah, it's going to be a 4-day event, I believe. So, second annual All Bear New Year's Eve weekend at Old Sweet Olive Bed and Breakfast. Bears and Bubbles Champagne Party for guests and local Bear Club members. Okay, so that's about 3 blocks from the Phoenix, home bar of the New Orleans Bears. Okay, so if you need more details, call 504-947-4332. They don't have a website, but everybody knows where the Phoenix is. So you can get more information from there. Okay, next event, the Onyx Ball, New Year's Eve 2007 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, on December 31st, of course. Okay, tickets are $35 in advance. It's available in Priap, Toronto. I don't know how to say it. Northbound Leather, yeah. So free shuttle from O'Grady's on Church. Well, O'Grady's, I believe DJ David J was talking about O'Grady's a few weeks ago when he was in the show, that he used to hang out there. Okay. So, yeah, check him out. Go to the website, www.beefdip.com, for more details. All right, let's go to San Francisco, California. Bear Racuda New Year's Eve. Everyone's favorite monthly club for furry, friendly guys is throwing a New Year's bash. So, Barracuda has secured its host venue, Deco Lounge, for this night of nights. Of course, that is New Year's Eve. So, check out their website at barracuda.com/NYE. Oh, I have a voicemail from Excalibur.
You have the ability to fit rubber tires into your ass now, huh, Maynard? Yeah, that's good to know. Hey, this is Ex-Cali Bear. Just wanted to call and check in with you. So we now know that Ricky of Foul Monkeys has a 3-inch clit. I mean, it answers a lot of questions, I guess.
Yeah, I had Ricky from Foul Monkeys in the show last episode. That was a good show. Very raunchy. Yeah, alongside with James, American Bad Bear.
I kid. It's quite interesting to hear you guys on the show. Thanks for raising that filth bar up. Oh my god, I don't think we're going to be able to recover after that episode, but That was quite a blast to listen to, let me tell you. And then what was up with that missing audio there? What is this, the Nixon tapes, Maynard? What the hell? We need to know what you want to do to Ricky. Tell us.
Yeah, that part, I had to censor that because it was really, really raunchy what we talked about, what I'm going to do to Ricky.
I will be returning to Bear Podcast very soon. Probably like the next episode or two, I'll be back. Besides, I wouldn't miss the 100th episode for all my life. And Fur Factor will be returning very soon as well. So I want to take this time to thank everybody who has sent me their well wishes and their prayers and everything and everything that you guys have done. You know, it's really helped me a lot through this time. And it's nice to know that I really do have that many people out there who actually are thinking about me and thinking about my family and only wish us well and have our basically our mental well-being. I'm at a loss for words, I'm sorry. But anyway, I just want to say thank you to everybody and that I will be back soon. All right.
Yeah, bye. Roy has been through a lot for the past few weeks. And so, Roy, if you're listening, I wish you the best for you and your family, especially now during the holiday season. Okay, so yeah, speaking of holiday season, yeah, it's the holidays, guys. So if you guys are sending out holiday cards and Christmas cards, send some my way. Yeah, I really like that. You can mail it to Bear Podcast, P.O. Box 2511, Humble, that's H-U-M-B-L-E, yeah, Humble, Texas 77347. Yeah. Or how about a gift of voicemails? That would be great too. 206-222-BEAR. Okay. All right. So now back to Freddie and Jay.
All right. We're back. I tried to call you up last night, Freddie.
Yeah.
And you're out. What's up? I mean, you were in rehearsals? What?
Of course, yeah, I was rehearsing with the band for my big CD release party. It's coming up Friday. I don't know when people are going to hear this. They might hear it afterwards, but it's Friday, December 8th here in Nashville. Got a band. We're doing half this. I'm doing the whole record except for one song. And we're doing half the set with a band and half of it with an acoustic ensemble. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited. I've been working on this record for about 6 years now, trying to, you know, get it recorded in different ways and just having things fall through with money and collaborators and stuff. And finally, it's born. It's ready. It's ready to go.
Wow. Congratulations on that CD you got.
Very happy.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the name of your band?
They're just a band.
They're just a band. Oh, it's really like a Freddie Freeman band, or really Freddie Freeman.
It's just some musicians that I put together. Actually, most of the band comes from a group of guys that Michael West and I put together for Bearpalooza last year here in Nashville.
Okay.
And they backed me up, and they backed Michael up, and then after Bearpalooza, they continued to work with Michael as the Ursa Major Band. Mm-hmm. And they've been gigging out with Michael, and I think they're recording a project for Michael too.
Just call him the Free Man.
Well, I used to in New York. I used to call my band the Free Men. I used to call it Freddie and the Free Men. Mm-hmm. But you know, I didn't give these guys a name because they're not my permanent band.
Okay, just sessionists.
But after this show, I'm going to be looking to do some more gigs, and I am going to be looking to put together a permanent band.
I see.
You know, and some of these guys may or may not be a part of that. I'm not sure. It depends on their schedules and what they're doing with Michael and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, okay, so back to your CD release. What's it called, and where's it going to be?
It's called Break the Silence.
Break the Silence.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's called Break the Silence from the title track, which has an interesting story because I it was a song that I started writing in about 89. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was writing it, I was still closeted. I was in a relationship with a woman. And I wrote the song, and I kind of forgot about it. And then as I was preparing to do the first Bearpalooza in 2002, I started thinking about old stuff that I wrote. And I thought, you know, is any of my old writing usable today? And I thought about Break the Silence. And I took the words and I looked at it and I went, I didn't realize it at the time, but this song is an expression of my desire to come out and to live, you know, freely with integrity as a gay man.
Thus, Break the Silence. Mm-hmm.
So I changed a few of the words to make that more clear, to make it more clear that that's what it was. And okay, and that became the title track of the record.
I see. Where's the release?
The CD release party is at a club called Blue Jeans, and it's in the there's a concert space in the back called the Back Pocket, and that's where it's going to be.
Is that where Bearpalooza in Nashville?
It is. I told you that whole story about the lightning and striking the club that we were supposed to be at, and then
wait a second, don't you see some kind of a pattern here? Like, you know, there was lightning, and it's a good thing. And
it's become a running joke now. Like, every Bearpalooza, it's like, what's going to be the catastrophe that we have to overcome this time?
And then this one, you were sick, but you got over it. Yeah,
right.
So. Wow.
So we come to expect it. So next time there's a Bearpalooza, it's like, okay, what's going to be the big thing that we have to deal with this time?
Yeah.
Because the first one in Nashville, the club owner was supposed to open the club really early for us to set up. And didn't show up. Just didn't show up.
Oh, wow.
One of her bartenders came in like a half hour before we were supposed to start the show. We had to scramble and get everything ready, but it almost got canceled. So, yeah, we've always overcome these things, though. So somehow we all pull together and make it happen.
Yeah.
So my CD release party is going to be at that club. The club that saved Bearpalooza.
Yeah.
Gino Sessa runs the place. It's called Blue Jeans. And he, at the last minute, I called him and said, we don't have a club for this Bearpalooza. Can we have it at your club? And right away, come on over.
That's cool.
And I was actually going to have my CD release party somewhere else. And he was like, please, please have it here. I really want you to have it here.
Where else can they find your music?
If you want to buy the CD, the best place to do it is at wubbybearmusic.com. There's an online store there, and if you go to the online store, it's in a menu on the left, and there's all kinds of great artists and stuff.
All right, I'll post that link on the show notes too.
Really great, cool.
Do you still hear from Robert sometimes? Robert Smith?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah,
you hang out.
He's going to be here soon in about an hour or two.
Oh, really? Yeah. You guys going to have a late dinner or something?
No, he's just got to come by and get some papers and stuff for the Music City Bears. We're all involved in the Music City Bears, so.
You're all members, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, actually, Jay's going to be on the board next year.
Oh.
He's going to be the secretary.
Secretary. Yep. So Jay, how about you? Do you play an instrument too? Besides, you know, I know you do backup vocals too with Freddie. And do you sometimes play any instrument with him or what?
Well, not with him. I do play guitar and I do play drums, but I haven't with Freddie. I've played backup guitar with Freddie a couple of times. And it was kind of a disaster, but I don't consider myself a musician with those kinds of things. My big dream is to be a drummer, and I still want to be Freddie Freeman's drummer sometime. But I do tambourine, and you know what, we made some homemade bongos for this show on Friday. And,
homemade bongos?
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's kind of white trash, actually.
But don't tell anybody, they're not real. Because he got coffee cans, like, different sizes.
Hey, if
and, like,
it works.
Bolted them together and spray-painted them black.
Hey, if it works, makes the sound, same sound.
No, it does, it does.
Oh. It sounds very similar, so, you know.
We put a microphone on it, sounds like congas.
I got to ask you later how to do that. Maybe make some for my partner Mike. We could play around here.
I just had to make it up. I spent like an hour last week one morning just screwing these two coffee cans together very difficultly. And anyway,
amazing what you can do with coffee cans.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyway, so do you have any shout-outs you want to greet out there?
Shout-out!
Yeah. anybody want to greet?
Shout-out. I want to shout-out to Greg Hudson, because the founder of Woobie Bear Music, because he is the one that made the CD possible, along with many other people. But he actually entered into a deal with me where I finished the record, I gave him the masters, he made the investment to get it mass-produced and printed up by Oasis and did some advertising for me. And I wouldn't have been able to afford to do that without his help. So I'm really grateful, and I want to shout out to him.
Yeah. Gino at Blue Jeans.
Gino at Blue Jeans.
He is the savior of our world.
Both Bearpalooza and the CD release, I guess. He's going to help you out in that CD release.
He is taking care of so much for the CD release party, and I can't wait to see what he's done to the place to make it. I mean, this is a huge celebration, like a birthday or a wedding or something, and he is going to just really decorate the crap out of it. And he's just, he's the best guy in the world and just wants to do so much for us. So,
yep.
You know.
I do have a question about one of your songs, Freddie.
Sure.
You redid Freeman. Or Freeman.
I redid it?
Didn't you? It's because I think it's the first time I've heard the
you're talking about the Virgo version.
Virgo version.
Well, technically the Virgo version is the first version.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I was writing that song on a day when I went over to hang out with my friend Billy, whose stage name is Virgo. He's a wonderful musician and remixer. And I said, "You know, I'm writing this new song. I want to show it to you. But I don't have my guitar." He said, "Well, why don't you play it on the keyboard?" And I'm like, "I can't play it on the keyboard. I wrote it on the guitar." "Well, why not? You play it on the keyboard." So I started playing it on the keyboard. I started like playing just a bass line. He said, "Hold on, let me record that." So we recorded it. And then he said, "Let me get a beat for that. Hold on, let me do this, let me do that." And we ended up just making that version of it.
That particular track was really an impromptu one?
Yeah, yeah. I just went over there to hang out with him, and we just ended up spending 12 hours working on that.
Oh, awesome.
We did that a lot. I would really recommend everybody checking out his music.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful, wonderful artist.
Yeah, give me the link, and I could...
Is it in www.intraxis.com? Intraxis.
Intraxis.com. Okay,
and he did that remix. He's actually working on a remix of Break the Silence for me too.
I see.
And he's remixed a lot of other out artists, and his music is fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, his album Moderate Extremism is one of my favorite records ever.
Mm-hmm. So, well, actually, I plan to play that Virgo version of yours on this episode. Yeah.
That's great.
That's great. Well, again, I really, really appreciate you guys being in the show. And
I always have a great time talking to you, Nard, anytime.
Yeah. And thank you, Jay, for joining us, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone. This is the Nard, and you can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And the voicemail line, 206-222-BEAR, 206-222-2327. Leave your voice messages and play the show, and visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Freddie, and thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Bye, guys. See you next week. Many woofs and many hugs. Okay.
Sun, I dive naked into the joy of self-discovery. I am born, I'm a free man, loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less than a free man, free from shame. I claim my name is free. I will always make mistakes, and those mistakes will be my own. I have habits I wish I could shake, but that's okay, 'cause in time I will grow. I'm loving me, perfect in my imperfection, proud of who I love and who I am. I'm aware that I am a contradiction, shadows and light combined. I'm a free man, loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less than a free man, free from shame. I claim my name is